Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. My special guest today is Evelyn Andrade Heimsfield. She's running for the Santee City Council in District 1 against incumbent councilman Rob McNellis. She's a software engineer and a business owner who previously worked as a program manager at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health and as chair of the Staff Advisory Council. Evelyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to run for this office?
I'm running for Santee City Council because I've spoken to many residents in our city, and they feel that the current city council is not listening to their voices. And I want to put the needs of the people of District 1 first, do what's best for our city and quality of life. I want to prioritize the needs of our residents when decisions are being made.
You have said that you want to protect Santee from overdevelopment and increase traffic congestion, two of the biggest issues that are on the minds of Santee voters. How would you accomplish that, Evelyn, and also balance those demands for more housing, especially affordable, against environmental protection concerns and traffic issues?
I think it's important that we get development that our infrastructure can support, development that's not going to add to the traffic gridlock, development that we can protect from fire dangers. We need to prioritize alleviating traffic. Building 3,000 homes on Finita Ranch will not do that. So I'm opposed to that project. I do think we need housing that's close to public transportation, that's walkable to commercial areas, that can help reduce fiscal and environmental impacts. We also need to establish community choice energy. That would bring additional revenue to our city, and at the same time would provide many efficient and cost-saving conversions. It might be the only feasible way for us to meet our state-mandated emission reduction goals.
What are your views on the 3,000-unit Finita Ranch housing development that's in the works?
I stand with the people of Santee opposed to that project. It's just too much, too fast, too soon. Our city does not have the infrastructure to support a large project like that with only two pathways in. It's a fire risk, not only for future residents if it were to be built, but for our current residents if we ever needed to evacuate.
Now, it should be noted that the Santee General Plan Protection Initiative that the people have collected enough signatures for would require the council to give the people a vote before waiving the general plan in the future for projects such as Finita Ranch. But this council, including your opponent, Rob McNellis, voted not to put that on the ballot right away, but rather to study it so it wouldn't be on the ballot until 2020. What is your position on the Santee General Plan Protection Initiative and on that action by the council?
I support the initiative. I have spoken in favor of the initiative at city council meetings. I think it's appalling that they voted to waste $40,000 of taxpayer money when our city is facing deficits to delay the initiative. I think it was a ploy so that way that they would have a possible opportunity to be able to vote on Finita Ranch.
So basically, the only way people can make sure that something like Finita Ranch won't get built at this point would be to replace some of the council people who have delayed this initiative and put people on who have committed to oppose Finita Ranch?
Correct. We have a chance this election to send a message to city council that if they're not going to listen to our voices and represent the needs of the people of Santee first, above developers, then we will vote them out and we will elect people on council that are actually going to represent the voices of the people.
Another issue facing Santee is that it's going into a deficit next year if things don't turn around, a budget deficit. How would you strengthen Santee's economy and either find new revenue sources or cut expenses, Evelyn?
So I think it's important that we raise revenue. I do not want to cut services. I do not want to raise taxes, but we do need money. We do need to raise revenue. So one of the ideas I have proposed is a community-owned municipal fiber district in our city. It would bring high-speed gigabyte internet to our residents at low cost with the prospect of bringing high-wage jobs and competition for Cox and AT&T. This would generate millions of dollars in revenue by using infrastructure that some of it, which is already built in our city. I also want to bring community choice energy, as I said about earlier. That would bring much needed revenue that we could use to meet our state mandated emission goals. I am also an advocate for small businesses. I want to help more open in Santee. I've spoken to many small business owners in our city who feel that the permitting process is too long, who feel that larger businesses, corporate business, are prioritized over them. And I think it's time to change that. I think it's time to prioritize the needs of our small business owners and support them here. I support the movie theater project. I support a theater coming to our city. I think those are great ways to increase more tax revenue for our city.
Very good. And can you tell us who your major financial supporters are and contrast that to your opponent, Councilman McNellis?
Yes. So most of my contributors are Santee residents. I have a large support, grassroots support from the city. Outside of that, my support has come from family and friends that live around the country. But most of the money that I have raised has come from Santee local residents here with no ties to development. My opponent, majority of his money has come from developers, has come from construction, has come from the real estate businesses. You know, he says those are his friends and things like that, or that's what his supporters say.
He's a mortgage broker by profession, we should mention.
Yes, yes. So those are his friends. But to me, it matters who your friends are, and it matters that I think that makes a big difference as to what the decisions you're going to be making. And I have made sure not to accept any developer dollars. In fact, I've returned supporters' money just because it could give the impression that I'm taking money from development. I want to owe no debts to anybody but the residents of our city.
Who are your most important endorsements from?
My most important endorsement is from current council member Stephen Houlihan. He is the one council member who I believe stands for the people, votes on their behalf, listens to their voices, and actually cares about our quality of life and cares about saving our city.
Councilman Houlihan was known for leading the successful Stop the Santee Power Plant initiative before he was elected to the council, and he's been very strong on the environmental protection issues as well. Evelyn, where can people get more information about you and your candidacy?
Yeah, so I encourage people to please check out my website, electevelyn.com. There they can find where I stand on many, many issues. They can see more about my background and where I'm coming from, as well as the experience that I bring to the position. And you can also check out my Facebook page at Elect Evelyn Andrade Himesfield for City Council.
And we should note that Evelyn is spelled E-V-L-Y-N, and you can also find additional information about her and all of the candidates in this race in our politics section and our Santee section on eastcountymagazine.org. We have invited all of the candidates onto the show. Evelyn was the first to say yes, and I'm pleased to say that at least five of the other six candidates running for the three seats on the Santee City Council have agreed to come on. We'll be hearing from them in the next few days. Evelyn, I'm going to let you have a last word. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you or your candidacy?
Yes, I am a new resident to Santee, but that does not mean that I do not care about our city. I care about its future. To me, it's a priority that we save our quality of life and don't overdevelop every single bit of piece of land that we have in our city. I have spoken to thousands of residents and continue to do so every single day because I want to be a voice for you. And so I hope that this election, you will elect someone who actually wants to represent the average citizen, not developers, not construction, not the real estate industry, but your average everyday citizen who struggles with a long commute to work every day, who struggles to pay their SDG&E bills, and who wants somebody who's going to fight on their behalf against big corporations, against developers in our city. That will be me. So please elect Evelyn Andrade Himesfield for Santee City Council District 1.
Very good. I want to thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.